Welcome everybody, Shia number 88. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zisel. Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe El Refuah Shalema Yehuda Arya Leib Ben Hinder Shetakav Refuah Shalema B'Soich Shar Chol Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of Mavir, kindling a fire. So we spoke about this, Shia, in reference to elevators, Shabbos elevators. We came out L'maisa with the Shabbos elevators. Basically all most of the Sfarim say that, you know, there's various different heterim, the various different chumras, whatever the case is. Obviously one has to ask their Rav, depending on their situation, and depending on also the type of elevators. Just to read the Sefer Shabbos Lamites Malachas on page 1210, he goes through the whole thing, very, very beautiful ins and outs. We're not going to, you know, take time to go through that now, but he just brings three different interesting things in reference to the Shabbos elevator, that the doors must open and close automatically. He brings on one. Number two, he says the elevator goes up and down automatically at regular intervals without pressing any buttons. And also nothing is activated by an electric eye, weight activated switches or the like somebody could go in, or the eye could see the person and then stop moving, these type of things. So those are some of the things which pertain to the Shabbos elevator, which have to be done. But again, like we said, everybody should ask their local Rav. But I just want to talk about another very interesting thing. What about an escalator? You know, sometimes people in certain places, there's escalators, and sometimes people possibly in hotels, or maybe people go away, and there's certain places that either there are escalators or there are on the sidewalk, the moving sidewalk type thing, whereby a person stands and it just, you know, takes them along the way. Is that as big as an elevator? Is that a problem? Or what do we say in those situations? So, interestingly enough, when it comes to escalators, it's a little bit easier. There are poskim who permitted the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, and brings down the Sefer Lamites Melachos. Is that interesting that over there by an escalator, it's much easier. First of all, you don't have any questions of buttons. There's no questions of, of blinking lights. It's just like stairs that are constantly moving and going. And apparently the weight of the person is not such a major change like as though it was in an elevator. An elevator is basically a box, and the electricity either pushes against when the elevator is going up or down, depending on the weight. Over here by the escalator, it's constantly going on a steady basis. And not so much, apparently, from the way it sounds. I'm not an expert in the field, but the electricity is not affected as much, or at all, maybe possibly like it is by the elevator. So he brings down, does the Sefer Lamites Malachas, and that Lamaisa, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, is from those who matter it. He says, as a general rule, however, there is basis to be lenient for a lenient attitude towards escalators, as opposed to elevators. Escalators as opposed to elevators. And when we say escalators, we also mean sometimes there's like a moving sidewalk that's straight. You have it by airports a lot. By airports, people go back and forth. I know, you know, when we came from Eretz Yisrael, it's constantly the various different airports have you have escalators, and then you have the moving floor. I don't know exactly how you call it, but it's sort of like a flat escalator where you step on and it just keeps on going, and it keeps on going round and round, round and round. So that's what he brings down. As a general rule, however, there is basis for more of a lenient attitude towards escalators which do not have indicator lights that blink on and off. Escalators are technically permitted, he brings down, according to both halachic views on electricity, described how we spoke about the whole thing in conjunction with the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Even so, Maisi does say the average healthy individual should not avail himself to any of these leniencies in reference to an escalator, if it's possible, because there are poskim who don't permit it. Now, but one thing is for sure, it's definitely, you know, if a person, whatever the case is, not well, weak, pregnant, whatever, all these type of cases, escalator for sure is nothing to talk about. Only Shaila is a perfectly healthy person. If it's better, if he has stairs possibly to take. Okay, so Lamaisi brings down, does a safer learning Shabbos in 3 minutes. Also, that it is permitted to go on an escalator. He brings that down again, b'shem the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. However, if it only starts, now the only problem is that you have escalators apparently, if it only starts moving because one stepped on it, so sometimes there's an escalator where it stands still. Somebody steps on it, it's sort of like, gets it going. It starts it up. That's the way, I guess, maybe the pressure of the person or whatever it is. But however, if the only way that it starts off is when somebody actually steps on it, so then that will be usher to use. When we say escalator or the moving floor, we're talking about just simply something that goes round and round constantly, like you have in the airports, these type of things. Okay, so that Lamaisa, that's just to read real quickly from the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos, and if anybody wants to look it up again, it's in Perek Chaf Gimel, Ois Nun Beis, actually, Perek Chaf Gimel Ois Nun Beis. One may use, he says like this in the English section, one may use automatic escalator, again, automatic, that's the point of it, automatic escalators and moving sidewalks, like we mentioned, that operate continuously or at fixed intervals. It's constantly going, that's the bottom line. One may not use them if they are put into motion by one's approach. In other words, when somebody either comes close, they're going to start moving, or they step under, it starts moving a sensor, whatever the case might be, if that's the type of escalator, so these type of things would not be allowed to be used. Now, of course, we have to keep in mind the other thing, by an escalator, sometimes if there's a light, sometimes there's a light that beeps on, maybe goes on, or there's possibly a noise when somebody goes on it. There's various different types. So that's where one could run into a problem. That will be talked to be a problem. When we say escalators in general, like the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa said, it's, we're talking about a standard regular escalator whereby there would not be any noises or beeping or lights of these type of inyanim. Okay, now there are other poskim who, are not, do not like the usage of escalators. We're not going to get again back and forth into the whole thing. But the bottom line is, be it as it may, obviously, if somebody has to use it on a constant basis or something along those lines, they have to ask. But I just wanted to bring it out in case somebody, definitely in a case of whereby somebody's weak, a chayla, pregnant, these type of things, and it's hard for them going up or even walking, whatever the case is, for sure, these escalators are much, much easier, and there's no shayla one could use it in those cases. If somebody's healthy, like we saw in the Gesundheit in the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos, somebody, I could go up the stairs anyways. To me, it's lamay nafkamina, stairs or escalator. So there's definitely, it's better to use the stairs. Somebody could just walk, and as opposed to standing on the moving sidewalk and these type of things, of course, walk. That's there are poskim who don't like it. But definitely in cases of need, whereby somebody needs a little, whatever the case is, and they're not sure, whatever. But one should keep in mind, sometimes you can't always get, there's no rev available, a person's in a place, a hotel, this, that, whatever the case is, or... I know there's certain countries I've heard in the past where the floor, certain places, the floors are moving, people stand on it and so on. But be it as it may, bottom line is one should keep in mind that it is definitely easier. Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasamat is it. And if one needs, the escalator is definitely easier than the elevators. Bechlal. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha. Kol Tov.